Hey, thank you for listening to the podcast. This is 50 Shades of Boucher. I don't know, probably a little bit of a sportsy episode. So let's start off with maybe the greatest sports scene of all time.
Your mother called.
Your mother called.
She's worried.
Okay, Mufasa.
You want to talk?
Nothing to say. It's all over.
Not the way I hear it.
Coach, I've got AIDS.
Wrong. You're HIV positive. Big difference. It could be years before you even get sick.
This is a cartoon, and it has Cartoon Network in the corner of it, just saying.
Yeah, but it's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's gonna fucking happen. You got AIDS, bud. You got AIDS, brother. I wonder if that's how my Uncle Todd felt.
They probably won't even let me play in the big game.
Wrong again, Andrews. You're gonna be playing in that game, and anybody who says otherwise will have to deal with me.
You sure, Coach?
You worked hard to get here, Todd. I'm not gonna let you quit on me now.
Thanks, Coach.
Come on, let's work on your crossover dribble.
It's also a wild, outro out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Coach, I've AIDS. It don't matter. Mr. T came in and said, "It don't matter if you got AIDS. Sucker, I pity the fool who you bleed on." Wasn't there a fucking Charlie Brown episode? Charlie Brown AIDS episode. They had to have done one about AIDS. They did. Maybe it was leukemia. Why, Charlie Brown? Why? What does this one mean? Let's do this.
See, they're gone. But when they put them back up in the spring, I'll give you a good ride. I promise.
Huh? Say, who's the kid with the pink hat? Pretty cute, does it fly? It needs a propeller. Hey, maybe it'll fly without a propeller. Hey, look at this, a baldy.
You blockhead, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? What's the matter with her? She's bald. She's got no hair.
Janice has got leukemia, cementhead. That's cancer. Have you ever heard of cancer? She's been in the hospital and she's had chemotherapy to help her get better. And it makes her hair fall out.
And apparently cause a weird lump in their head. I don't know why they drew this chick with a fucking... Sorry for the the cartoon, I don't know, awareness episodes, but I just fell down a rabbit hole here. Holy shit. They put a fucking lump in this chick's head, by the way.
Would you like to go through what she's gone through? Think about it! Or don't you ever think about anything?
I'm sorry.
Jesus, well maybe don't have that. The hat fits weird. I think the hat may have done something to where that left a mark on her soft brain after chemo. I'm not trying to make fun of her, but that does not make any sense. What a weird lump. Welcome to the podcast. Hello. That was, yeah, I know, the intro. Everyone expected. AIDS into the Charlie Brown leukemia episode. There's not many people who pulled that intro off, but, you know, a little one of the, hey. I don't know how to do that little ting. What's up? No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea what that ting was supposed to be. Big day. Big day. Not for me. I took the day off. I actually took last week off and then said, I want to schedule everything for Tuesday and on. Kind of give myself a little day here to ramp up and some time to podcast and be a bum for one more fucking day. And that's why I'm here talking to you fine people. All ten of you. All fucking ten of you. When you make a podcast called Butthole of a Comeback or Butthole Comeback, it's probably not going to get a lot of likes. A lot of views. It is what it is. No, I don't know. I don't really know much. There's no butthole licking episode today. Apparently, I walked into the AIDS thing. I'm trying to think. No, it is funny that they went back and it's HIV. You don't know if you're going to get sick for a few years. It's like, so that awareness episode came out with at least that like, it's not full blownsies, but that's kind of the thing. That was always the weird thing that I got hit with. Well, not that I got hit. I never got hit with leukemia. Not leukemia, AIDS or HIV positive. I had a family member get it, and he's into the bit of the meth. He's into the bit of the crystal, and that dude, got sick, and he fucking, like, never went in, and I guess it went full blownsies, and then just kind of ate, like, I don't know, he did whatever the fuck AIDS does, and he didn't look good, and he had, like, pneumonia and couldn't breathe and shit. Anyways, it's not funny, but it is funny because I had my aunt in there talking to me about holistic rocks as their fucking husband was probably like, shut the, the mouth tube. It's deeper down in there, but that you get the gist. Yeah, ex-wife. He cheated on her. Well, tried to marry another lady in Vegas. They said, well, that's illegal. You're already married, sir. And, he got in trouble. At least that's the story I heard. Who knows what they just lie about and then don't ever tell you in the end. Race for your life, Charlie Brown. What the fuck? There's some weird shit on YouTube. I'm getting hit with the Boy Meets World. I watched one clip of Boy Meets World, and now fucking there's a thing on there daily. Got a lot of Naruto on my feed here. A couple Dragon Ball Z. I was watching a Pokemon speed run this morning. Never done that before. It wasn't fun. It really seemed, for me, it was all right, because I only had to watch the 10 minutes, and there's 22 minutes of the video. I'm not going to finish it. But it was kind of cool. It's not what I expected. But the thing I was looking at, too, was can you take no damage throughout the entire game of Pokemon beating the Elite Four? I thought it was the Elite Eight or something like that, but maybe it's the Elite Four. It was a thing on that, and it was kind of crazy because I was like, how the fuck do you get out of the beginning? There's no way you can get out of the beginning, and then there turns out there's a way, but you got to turn it off and restart and turn it off and restart and turn it off and restart, get lucky. And then, yeah. So anyways, hi. It's the end of August. Kids are going, well, two ki- one kid's going into preschool. I got one going into fifth. The other is, she's a genius, but she's one, so... That's a development waiting to happen. But anyways, I went to the state fair. That was cool. Spent a lot of money. Spent a lot of food. Had a nice shit afterwards. That was cool. He's good. Hadn't been there for a while in a few years. Took the whole fam for the first time. Very nice. Got the fuck out of there by noon because it got so fucking packed that you could not push a stroller, let alone let a 3-year-old walk and have the baby not get fucked up. COVID ain't a thing. Let's just make a joke about that real quick. I mean, nobody fucking gave a shit. You're paying in cash. Fucking people are just being the dumbest of fucking dickheads. It's like you got to just ride the current. There's like a bunch of currents of people walking, and then if you got to get in that current. You can't just expect that human society will stick to the right. You know, if you're going to this way, stick to the left. If you're going the opposite way. It's a fucking mismatch, puzzle dosh, fucking fuck you, retard, Pollock setup of a fair. Sorry, that's not to get mad. That it's a really cool fucking thing. It's really, really nice thing to do. No, the gator was meh. Corn, fucking great. Deep fried anything, but deep fried Snickers, so good, but so thick and filling. It's hard to recover after you have that. Tots from the fucking gator. That was good. That was a little seasoning. I just got invited to have a Venmo credit card. Ooh. Kind of upset there was no Charlie Brown AIDS episodes. Oh, don't want to go back to this. Let's go to AIDS awareness cartoons. And before, I was going to do some sort of fucking, I was thinking of maybe doing some sort of fucking sportsy episode, but I don't know. I mean, oh, that's a Captain Planet thing with AIDS. Oh, here's like a PSA too.
How about it, Coach? Can he play?
Hey, what's he doing here? He's not going to infect my players. Get him out of here! He's got AIDS!
It's okay, Coach. I don't want to cause trouble.
Stay put, Todd.
This is supposed to be a school, but I think these people need a little education about the HIV virus.
Let's give it to them. That'd be so funny if this, if Mr. Planet just gave everyone in the audience who's cheering against them, if he gave him, like, AIDS.
May I have your attention, please? A lot of you are worried about AIDS, and there's a rat in your midst who's been spreading lies. Give him the facts, Coach.
You can't get AIDS from casual contact. Hugging, touching, they're okay.
Kissing, butt fucking. As long as you're not the one. As long as you're. man. If you're a chick and you have it, you can't really give it to a dude unless you bleed into him. But if you're a dude and you catch AIDS from a chick just from straight, just regular sex, that fucking blows.
You can use the same water fountain. Or eat in the same cafeteria. It's safe.
Water fountain first. Or even the same cafeteria. You don't want them to munch AIDS particles out of their mouth into the fucking air.
You've been led astray by lies. Todd hasn't changed.
That's right. He's the same kid who played his heart out for you right here on this court last week.
He just, now everyone knows that he was getting butt fucking sucked in the trailer without a condom in the 90s with other men.
Deal with the real people. Get the facts. If Todd had any other disease, you'd be cheering.
That's a get the vax fucking promo.
Bring him on. Right now, Todd needs your support. The power is yours.
So what are you gonna do? Turn your back on him? Or give him the chance he deserves?
That's hilarious if his name is Todd. That my uncle's name was Todd.
Take a hike, rat face.
What are you waiting for? You heard the people. Suit up.
Thanks, Captain Planet.
Now go win your game, Todd.
He lost and he was crippled by the next year. The whole team wrote him on a basketball. We're sorry you were butt-fucking some guy and got cum in your ass and that led to a load of HIV positive to later than AIDS that spread rapidly quick. This PSA would make me hate people with AIDS. You want to talk fucking grooming? Jesus Christ. These people acted like prep was a fucking thing back then. I gotta post that on Twitter, by the way. That's nuts. That's a nuts PSA for AIDS. What else do they got here? There's a couple cartoons that talked about AIDS. I've never seen the Dallas Buyers Club. Let's see him get told. I know, right? It's crazy commercial that I never knew was coming up. Get off of here. Oh, it's for Eggos.
Eggo with Eggo.
Nice.
Can we?
What ref? I see you found our stash. I'm Dr. Savard. Why don't you go ahead and hop up here for me, if you don't mind? Thank you.
Wearing the mask.
Oh. We saw something which concerned us on your initial blood work, so we ran.
This is the worst tests. Episode of 50 Shades of all time.
What kind of blood test? I don't use drugs.
We didn't test your blood for drugs.
I'm good. Hey, none of y'all have been seen.
That's right. You've tested positive for HIV. which is the virus that causes AIDS.
This would suck.
You fucking kidding me? Talking about that fucking rock cock sucking Hudson bullshit?
Mr. Woodruff, have you ever used intravenous drugs? Have you ever engaged in homosexual conduct?
Homo. Did you say homo?
Yeah.
That's what she said, didn't it? You fucking kidding me?
How does he get AIDS?
Motherfucker. I don't even know no fucking faggot. Look at me. What do you see, huh? The goddamn rodeo is what you see.
Mr. Woodruff.
That's crazy that I could say that, by the way.
I'd fucking watch it.
It's not crazy, but it's funny.
No, I can't do shit. You speak fucking English, motherfucker. Call me a motherfucking faggot. I'll whip your fucking ass,
your
boy.
Your T-cell count is down to 9. A healthy person has between 500 and 1,500. So frankly, we're surprised you're even alive.
Surprise is, you made a fucking mistake. Must have mixed up my blood samples with some daisy puller or something. That shit ain't me.
Some daisy puller. This is the most fucked up episode. I'm so sorry, but I can't stop watching this now.
About HIV and AIDS that you might find informative, and these are your test results.
Mr. Woodruff, you can listen to me for a moment. I know this can be a very scary thing. I know you're probably feeling overwhelmed right now.
But how to get
like
it?
To do is to impress upon you the gravity of your situation. Based on your health, based on your condition, based on all the evidence we have, we estimate you have 30 days left.
Jesus Christ, this movie's fucked. I thought this was a show.
Let me give you a little news flash. There ain't nothing out there can kill fucking Ron Woodruff in 30 days.
Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
Wow. What the fuck? I don't know why I went down the AIDS episode today, but I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. That's nuts. How the fuck do you, one, the cartoon's much funnier than Dallas Buyers Club. Having an actual, like, fucking, having a fucking, like, background of, like, hospital noise just, for some reason, makes that so much fucking worse. Jesus fucking Christ, man. I need, like, a palate cleanse or something. That was fucking awful. I gotta get off of this. Hold on, I'm not trying to play it again. Don't do it, no. God damn it. Alright, get off of this. I want to find, I just saw it in my mentions and now of course it's gone. Oh, there it is right there. Alright, I just had to find that. fuck the Vikings news I was gonna talk about. What an insane fucking, what an insane fucking, Sedusa. See, this is where dudes are weird. See, there's this shit where it's, like, thicker, and then there's, like, a thing here for the Powderpuff Girls, and it has 1.3 million views. Why the fuck is anybody watching anything about the Powderpuff Girls in 1.3 views? But this guy, oh, I remember this. She used to, like, seduce the, like, the chemist that made the Powderpuff Girls and make them all hot and hornies. Make them all hot and hornies so that way he would disavow the girls and lie to them or do things that were not in their best interest. What a fucking weird-ass fucking Cartoon Network. Almost as weird as having an entire foot be your logo, Nickelodeon. You creepy fucking assholes. And then the show about feet, that's another thing. This is just an awful way to spend a day. But let's see what this one does here.
Is that a toilet?
No.
You mean a toilet?
Oh, this. I was like, no, I didn't mean no, like I was answering the question. I was like, no, like I didn't mean for that to play. Nice. We're gonna ease the fucking way out of here. I got shit to do today. I got a big fucking Madden draft I got going. I gotta finish the second round or third round. Trey Lance went to the. This is the sports news. And then we're ending the podcast. So this will be it. Trey Lance got traded to the Dallas Cowboys. Wish he would have been a Viking. That was cool. It was cool to see that he went for a fourth round because I was pretty pissed that we just wouldn't burn that. I hate the fact that people are like, he's not worth it. It's like a fourth round's worth anybody who could be a star. But I love everybody who had a different opinion. Vikings cuts tomorrow? And that's it. That's your sporting news. No one's been cut yet, really. Somebody traded away, but only a decent left tackle that somebody else wanted in the league, which means we probably should have kept him because we don't have depth. What else? Games don't start for another week. We got Gophers coming up. I think Nebraska, first game. You have no idea about anybody who's really playing besides the quarterback. So have fun. Nice weekend. Bye.